Joe McGinnis had just finished his book about Alaska, Going to Extremes, when a savage triple murder in 1970 came back into the news. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. McGinnis was just starting an 8-week stint as a writer-in-residence for a newspaper in Los Angeles when he saw an item in the paper.
The Long Beach Police Officers Association was going to hold a disco dance and dinner to raise funds for the defense of Dr. Jeffrey McDonald, the former Green Beret who was first accused in 1970 of having killed his wife and children at Fort Bragg. And I said, my goodness, is this case still going on? It's been 9.5 years.
McDonald had claimed that drug-crazed hippies yelling, acid is groovy, burst into his apartment, injuring him and murdering his pregnant wife and 2 young daughters. Murder charges against McDonald were later dropped, but the case was reopened in 1975 and he was indicted. At first, McGinnis wanted to talk to McDonald for a newspaper article.
He was the one who first suggested a book. He said, for years I've been trying to find somebody to write a book who will tell the whole story, the truth. I want the whole truth told. And I said, well, that's generally what I try to do. He said, if you'd be interested, he said, you can have, you know, complete and full access to me and my lawyers. You can live with me during the trial.
In fact, McDonald had been actively searching for an author.
The day that he had breakfast with me, he had lunch with Joe Wambaugh and tried to persuade Wambaugh to come to Raleigh. Wambaugh was interested in writing the story. He'd first been approached in 1975, but wasn't able to break off from his movie work to go to Raleigh for the trial.
McGinnis decided to do it and joined McDonald and the defense team, who were staying in an empty fraternity house in Raleigh. In the beginning, McGinnis thought he would write an account of a murder trial, but it turned out to be a bigger story, which is found in his book, Fatal Vision, 663 pages long. It recounts the story of Jeffrey McDonald through his 1979 murder conviction. More with Joe McGinnis in my next report. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Former Green Beret doctor Jeffrey McDonald is serving life in prison for the murders of his pregnant wife and 2 young daughters in Fort Bragg, North Carolina in 1970. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For 3 weeks, author Joe McGinnis lived with McDonald and the defense team during the trial for the purpose of writing McDonald's story.
It was a rare opportunity. I'd never read a book that had been written by anybody who had that kind of access to the defendants in a major murder trial. I've read books by lawyers about how they defended famous cases, but this was a chance for somebody to write an unbiased, objective account of what goes on behind the scenes.
But as the jury did, McGinnis, too, reached the conclusion that McDonald was guilty. After the trial, McGinnis lived in McDonald's California condominium, going through 10 years of files, and he would mail questions to McDonald, who was behind bars.
He would make these cassettes, make tapes, which he wasn't actually supposed to do according to prison regulations, and he would smuggle them out of the prison.
It was a major project that was completed 4 years after McDonald's conviction. The question remains, why did McDonald, the Ivy League-educated doctor who seemed to personify such good, commit such violence?
He has a personality disorder which leads to repressed rage against the female sex. Under stress, under pressure, if he were in any way confronted by a wife who was questioning his masculinity, his assertiveness, his leadership qualities, he would be likely to lash out in anger. At the same time, he had been taking a diet pill which contained significant dosage of amphetamines, and that amphetamines taken to excess can cause a rage reaction even in a psychologically stable person.
McGinnis says McDonald's wife must have said something that fatal night to trigger her death.
The only person who heard it, who's still alive, is Jeffrey McDonald, and he'll never tell.
Joe McGinnis, author of Fatal Vision, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.